Thor Specken, aka Thor, studied animation and illustration at the School of Visual Arts in New York. He went on to work at Walt Disney Feature Animation, where he was a mainstay at the studio for 10 years. In 2009, Thor made a resolution to do one sketch a day and share it with an online community of urban sketchers through his blog, Analog Artists Digital World. It's a fascinating area I feel sure you'll be interested in, whether or not art is one of your hobbies. Thor has just published Urban Sketching, The Complete Guide to Techniques. Let's find out more. Welcome, Thor, and thanks for joining us on the Book Report.
Welcome.
Exactly what is urban sketching?
Urban sketching is a worldwide phenomenon, partly caused by the internet, where artists are sketching in their given cities and then sharing their work online. I'm the Orlando correspondent for a site called Urban Sketchers. So urban sketchers around the world contribute to that site, reporting about their cities.
I happen to know that you're an incredibly talented artist. Must an urban sketcher be talented?
Not at all. There's something called sketch crawls as well, where on a given day each year people gather in their city and travel together from site to site and sketch as a group. And some people bring their kids along to just bring their sketch pads and crayons and draw as well. So there's something unique and inspiring in what a child does. So even if it's raw and unpolished and not refined by a museum standpoint, it's still fun to look at.
Well, two questions from that. Where would someone find out about a sketch crawl, and what tools are needed?
Basically, a pencil and paper is the only tools you need, and the site to look for is just sketchcrawl.com.
Tell us about the Urban Sketchers Symposium. Where will the next one be?
The next one, I believe, is in Brazil. The last one I went to was in Santo Domingo. And that's where urban sketchers from around the world gather and go to classes with other urban sketchers teaching principles of drawing.
And about how many in this community?
There are 7,000 people that are on that at least read the urban sketching site. Probably the number's larger than that.
How did you come to do a daily sketch?
I started doing a daily sketch as a New Year's resolution in 2009, and I've basically kept up with it for 5 years. It's sort of become a lifestyle.
Right. And have you ever sketched outside of Orlando?
Sure. Anytime we're on vacation, I bring the sketchbook. So, yeah, I've sketched wherever we happen to go on vacation as well.
I was intrigued in the book to find that you describe yourself as a citizen reporter. How so?
I tend to be reporting on things that the news networks don't cover, which is people that are doing creative work or inspiring work. So I'm covering the good news, the amazing things people do for their community and creative aspects of what's happening in my town.
In what ways do you think people react differently to a sketch rather than a photo?
I think with everybody having a cell phone and their iPhones, people are sort of becoming immune or bored with the images that they see coming off of people's phones every day, the bad photos. So a sketch is something that takes time to do, and it's unique. It has some character. It has a gesture to it that a photo just doesn't have. So it's an interpretation, and I think people appreciate that.
How long does your daily sketch usually take you?
It's usually about the length of whatever event I go to. Most events are about 2 hours, 2 to 4 hours. I tend to finish in about an hour to 2 hours, depending on how fast or how much light there is, whatever circumstances. You can organize one yourself. You just put a question up asking if there's other people around you that might want to get together and sketch.
How do you choose the subject of your daily sketch?
I choose by scouring newspapers and internet sites, Facebook as well. People send me invites to things. So I'm looking for interesting events where people gather together and share stories, have drinks together. It's always a large group of people gathered together to do something. It's events.
Yeah. Well, I've read your book, Urban Sketching, and I was kind of fascinated to read that you think some classic artists were, in fact, urban sketchers. Give us some examples.
Absolutely. Van Gogh was definitely an urban sketcher. He was recording what was going on in the Paris and the urban or the rural places where he lives, and he was constantly writing to his brother. So had he been a blogger, I think he would have been blogging and writing about his experiences nonstop. Seurat, he would go to a park every Sunday and sketch people and his surroundings, and then eventually those became larger paintings. But he was out with his sketchbook all the time, just drawing life in the city and reporting on what people are doing in their leisure time and during entertainment time.
You know, your book was really fascinating. It's, as the subhead says, the complete guide to techniques. So you really actually break it down into how to begin and perspective and so on. Talk a little about how you organized it.
Yeah, it's set up basically to have students who might be taking classes break out of the studio and eventually get to the streets. From my background, I spent years and years going to figure drawing classes, and it was when I started seeing the bigger picture of the figure drawing class as opposed to putting isolated figures on a page, when I realized I could put a whole room full of figures on the page and have them all working together. That's when I started becoming more of an urban sketcher, reporting on what is happening in the classroom. So not just drawing the model, but drawing the people drawing the model and their gestures and how involved they are in the process. So from there, then you can basically apply that principle anywhere you go in your city and report on people in the bars or in theaters and the parks. And basically, it's the same principle.
Where is your book available?
It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, any bookstore, if you have a bookstore near you.
What final words of encouragement would you give someone who wants to become an urban sketcher?
Yeah, I'm teaching middle school and high school kids now, and the main point that you have to have is always have a sketchbook in your bag or in your pocket. A pencil fits in your pocket, and some sketchbooks can fit in your back pocket. So if you always have a sketchbook with you, there's no excuse not to do a sketch when you see something that inspires you.
Thor, where can we learn more about you and your artwork?
Yeah, my daily sketch blog is called analogartistdigitalworld.com. And that name sort of comes from the fact that I worked for Disney for 10 years, and then they decided that only computers should be making images. So I'm an analog artist in a digital world.
Got it. Okay. Well, listeners, I want you to know that Urban Sketching, the Complete Guide to Techniques, was really fascinating. Thor, thanks so much for joining us today.
All right, thanks, Elaine.
All righty, bye.